Welcome to the Health Ranger Report with Mike Adams, the Health Ranger.
Welcome to this podcast. I'm Mike Adams with an economic outlook for 2025 and beyond. And the first thing I'll say is a lot of this depends on the reaction to Trump's policies, including his threats to enact a lot of tariffs against countries that try to embrace the BRICS currency, for example, or against countries that are involved in shuttling illegals into the United States. That includes Canada and Mexico. And also significant tariffs are being placed against China and other countries for lots of different reasons, you know, Iran. And Trump is going to use tariffs as a bludgeon against the world economy. And perhaps some of it is justified. I do think that tariffs on Mexico are a good tool to try to coerce the Mexican leadership into taking deportees out of the United States, since Mexico allowed them into the United States. So, you know, there's a case where Mexico is actually complicit in the illegal invasion of the United States. So there it makes a lot of sense. I don't agree on using tariffs to just try to bludgeon countries that want to look at other alternative currencies. But Mexico is complicit. So, yeah, well, maybe that's why the Mexican president already agreed to take millions of deportees off the hands of U.S. officials. That's probably why, because she knows that Trump is serious about these tariffs. In any case, if these tariffs go into place, you are going to see significant price increases on, of course, all these imported goods. And since a lot of what you buy in the United States is made in Mexico or China or Korea or other countries, as these countries are hit by tariffs, of course, you're going to see sky-high prices on these products at retail. For this very reason, for the last couple of months, many of the wholesalers and the manufacturers have been stocking up like crazy on pre-purchasing products from other countries to get them into the United States before Trump becomes president. Well, of course, that clock has run out. But that also explains why there was so much economic activity in the last few months. It was all pre-purchasing. So the backlash against that we're all about to experience is a drop in purchasing, because all these companies that pre-purchased, now they have excess inventory. And for the next several months, they're not going to buy any inventory. So you're going to see plummeting purchases or imports for that very reason. And then increased consumer prices at retail will, of course, result in fewer people purchasing those products. So you're going to see plummeting sales in certain cases on certain products. And by the way, I'm not judging Trump on these decisions. I'm simply trying to explain the economic consequences. And whatever the consequences, they will be short term. Because no country can handle 50% tariffs for very long, or 100% tariffs, as Trump may threaten. And so, you know, there's going to be a negotiation. This is going to get worked out. But Trump is throwing down the gauntlet, so to speak, and laying down the law with some new rules of how these other countries are going to have to interact with the United States if they want to tap into America's purchasing marketplace, which is, well, probably the largest in the world, or among the largest for sure. Now, what is it that drives America's purchasing marketplace? You know, the honest answer is that it's the printing of the dollar and the fact that the dollar remains the world reserve currency in 2025. And that is also threatened by the rise of the BRICS nations and the fact that Trump himself and also Biden had strongly weaponized the dollar and weaponized the SWIFT system in order to punish countries like Russia or China and many other countries along the way, Iran, obviously, by weaponizing the dollar. And this results in more and more countries wanting to move away from the dollar. So there is a very real risk that this year, beginning this year and moving ahead in the subsequent years, that many countries could really begin to move their settlements and trade away from dollar-denominated transactions and move into other currencies. In fact, this process has already begun. Trade between Russia and China involves almost no dollars whatsoever today. It took a couple of years to get there, but it's basically there. Trade between India and Russia is also largely in their own domestic currencies. Trade between India and China is also largely conducted between their own currencies, and the depth of that international settlement is increasing. What this means for America is that if the dollar loses its global hegemony status or world reserve currency status, which may take time, but I think it's likely to happen, it means that America will no longer be able to simply print money and export debt in exchange for goods and services from other countries. And at that point, the quality of life for Americans will sharply plummet, because we have been living in an artificially pumped up consumption economy that has been supported by the ability to print dollars and trade them for goods. And that's going to go away. It's not a sustainable situation. Ultimately, the United States will have to compete with other countries by producing and exporting its own goods and services. And while the U.S. is strong in certain areas, such as, let's say, you know, iPhones, the country is not very strong in a lot of areas, like consumer electronics or appliances, for that matter. America is blessed with agriculture and with a lot of energy. And the good news is that Trump will likely open up energy production, and very quickly, probably within 1 to 2 years, the United States will once again be a net exporter of energy. And that will help the trade imbalances that currently plague this nation. And exporting energy from the United States will also help create international demand for the dollar, since those purchases of U.S. energy will, of course, be conducted only in dollars. And that would require those purchasing parties to buy dollars first and then use those dollars in exchange for the energy that they're buying. So that's actually a pro-dollar, pro-America policy that Trump is pursuing, opening up domestic energy production. It's a wise move, and it will help our domestic economy. Now, the real question in my mind is, how is Trump going to tackle the national debt, or just the ongoing money printing issue where the government has to create money to pay the interest on the debt? Because what's happening, of course, every day, gradually but also kind of dramatically, is that the American people are losing the purchasing power of their dollars. And this is, of course, reflected in inflationary pricing of consumer goods and food and insurance and potentially in fuel coming up, we'll see. But a lot of consumer goods are way more expensive than they should be in dollars, and that's just because the dollars are being printed into oblivion. Now, in his first administration, Trump was a big debt spender. He actually took us into far more debt than Obama did. I think Obama added roughly $7 or $8 trillion of debt, and I believe Trump added significantly more than that. I forgot the exact number, but just in 4 years instead of 8 years. For sure, Trump added another $8 trillion. Well, I can't just blame Trump. I mean, it's Congress that approves the spending, but under Trump, at least another $8 trillion was added to the federal deficit, which now sits at $36 trillion. Biden did not reel it in, obviously, and there was a lot of debt spending, you know, during the COVID years, the stimulus money, etc. So this is the real question. Will Trump pursue anything resembling fiscal discipline, or will he just print money to further pump up the artificial economy? Now, if Trump pursues just a lot of money printing, he can create what appears to be a really abundant economy for a period of time. He can make the stock market go up. He can make Bitcoin go up by having the government buy Bitcoin. He can make people's consumption rise by handing out stimulus money or even ending the IRS. Imagine that. That would be very stimulating to the economy to let the American people keep what they earn. You would see consumer spending just skyrocket, and that would be reflected in much higher GDP numbers and economic productivity, higher demand for goods and services. But of course, then there'd be, you know, more money chasing the same supply of goods and services and homes and land and so on. So you would see a lot of price increases in all of those things that people tend to buy. But nevertheless, I happen to agree that ending the IRS is a great idea. It should be done because the government doesn't need tax dollars to fund itself anyway, since it can print all the money that it wants. And we know this because it prints money all the time whenever it needs to. You know, $1 trillion here, $1 trillion there. Sooner or later, it adds up to real money, it seems. But will Trump go on a money printing spree also to fund the military and to fund his programs? And I believe the answer is yes. I may be wrong. I doubt it, though. Trump is not one who exercises conservative fiscal principles. He's kind of a high roller when it comes to money creation and debt and low interest rates. So probably what we'll see is Trump pressuring the Fed to lower interest rates as close to zero as possible. And we'll also see Trump printing money like mad and probably engaging in all kinds of stimulus programs to try to shunt dollars into the hands of consumers in order to spur consumer spending, as I just mentioned. For example, ending the IRS or just ending the federal income tax on individuals. You know, you could still keep the IRS around in a smaller form to, number one, collect taxes on previous years. And then secondly, there are still, you know, payroll taxes and there might still be corporate taxes. But Trump's talking about creating an external revenue service rather than an internal revenue service, and saying that this external service would focus on collecting revenues for the government through tariffs. Well, that's going to be a lot of tariff money if he plans on bringing in trillions of dollars through tariffs alone. I'm not sure how that would work, but we'll see. In any case, it's pretty obvious to me that the real winner in all of this, because I think Trump will print a lot more money, I think Trump will produce a lot of stimulus spending, I think Trump will take steps to put more money into more people's hands, and that will cause a lot of price inflation and also inflation of assets, and it will create the appearance that everybody's getting rich, because people will say, hey, my stocks are going up, my Bitcoin's going up, my home prices are going up, my equity is going up. And again, it's the perception, and people are going to be happy with that. But what's really going to be happening is that the dollar is going to lose value more rapidly, maybe 20% a year or something like that, maybe 25% a year, I'm not sure. The real winner is going to be gold. Gold and silver. Now, maybe Bitcoin, if you can speculate it just right, if you can, you know, get in right before the government pumps it and then get out right before the government dumps it, if you think you can time it, you know, good luck. I'm not going to play that game with Bitcoin because I know the government can't really manipulate gold in the same way. I'm going to bet on gold and silver as certainties. As more dollars come into existence, gold will go up in dollar denominations. It doesn't mean that gold will purchase more, it just means that gold is preserving, of course, its existing purchasing power, but denominated in dollars, it will be a lot more dollars per ounce of gold, in essence, right? I'm also going to say that the Trump years will be a great time to own hard assets such as homes and land and farmland in particular, because farmland will be made more viable due to lower energy costs as Trump opens up domestic energy exploration. So that's going to make farming, at least in the short term, more revenue positive. It should bring down the cost of food pretty rapidly, and that will help combat inflation from all the money printing. So Trump will actually give himself some leeway on the money printing simply by making energy more abundant and more affordable, and possibly also by ending federal income taxes or lowering tax rates. But the long-term bottom line in this, which is really important to understand, is that even if Trump does these things, and even if he creates several years of illusions of growth, unless America gets back to a core manufacturing base, in the long run, the dollar cannot really compete. And unless the U.S. Navy becomes much stronger and is able to project power and has advanced weaponry, such as hypersonic missiles, which it currently does not have, you know, if these things don't change, the dollar is doomed. And I don't think Trump is going to move away from that course that ultimately brings us to the end of the dollar. It may not end all at once. It may not end under Trump, but Trump will likely contribute to the factors that ultimately result in the ending of the dollar. And there's also another possibility I mentioned previously, which is that Trump and Elon Musk and others, they may decide to default on the dollar debt as a way to achieve really radical reform, effectively declaring bankruptcy on the current United States corporation and forming a new nation, which I'm calling the American Republic, and launching a new currency, which is not controlled by an international cabal of criminal banksters, i.e. the Federal Reserve. Now, a move like that would, of course, be highly, highly disruptive to the economy. There would be a lot of short-term pain. There would be a lot of losses, even a risk of riots, revolts, revolutions, what have you. Massive bankruptcies, that whole thing could get out of hand. But depending on how bad the situation gets between now and then, that might be the only viable option. We also have to consider the fact that the deep state wants to collapse the currency under Trump and blame Trump. This might be one of the weapons of economic warfare against Trump to try to depose him and to end the Trump presidency, which the deep state is desperate to do. So they could even fake a cyber attack event on the U.S. banking system, or even, when I say fake it, I mean they would actually launch that from the NSA and the CIA, but they would blame Russia or China. And they could take down the U.S. banking system, cause an economic collapse, trying to bring down the Trump presidency, and just saying that Trump can't defend America and he's got to go. I mean, given what they did to Trump in the first term, I can absolutely see them trying something like that in the second term. What we need to understand is it's not incompetency on the part of Trump if that scenario emerges. It's the weaponization against Trump and against America, because there are a lot of traitors still in power that Trump and his administration will hopefully be able to at least partially clean out, if not completely nullify, maybe have some of them arrested. But if you think about it, this kind of warfare against Trump is using the United States of America as a battleground and causing economic pain and devastation across the American landscape and harming the American people, harming American businesses just to hurt Trump. And this is exactly what the deep state is willing to do. I mean, think about it. They rolled out the COVID narrative to try to hurt Trump, even though ultimately the vaccines and the hospital homicide protocols murdered over 1 million Americans. They didn't care. They'll kill 1 million Americans if they think it can hurt Trump. So don't think that there's some limit of something they won't do. You know, don't say to yourself, oh, they would never do that. That goes too far. No, there is no too far for these globalists, these deep staters, these America haters, these traitors. There's nothing that's too far for them. And if they think they can hurt Trump by crashing the entire banking system, they'll do it. Or if they think they can hurt Trump by collapsing the domestic energy infrastructure or setting off a nuke somewhere in the U.S., so they can blame Trump, yeah, they'll do it. Look, there's nothing they won't do. In fact, I'm amazed and also thankful that we made it this far without something like that happening. Now, they did try to kill Trump twice, so we know that happened. I thought for sure after that they were going to set off, you know, car bombs or area effect weapons or drone attacks or nuclear weapons or radiological dirty bombs or something like that. And you know, for all we know, maybe somebody tried that and they just did not succeed because they were stopped by some superheroes that we'll never even know about. I mean, we just don't know. I'm willing to bet the deep state tried things that did not work. And since they did not work, we just don't know about them. But they're willing to try anything. And this continues after Trump's inauguration. Okay, this continues. Because that's when the deep state really freaking panics. You know, the FBI just shut down its woke DEI program in a panic, of course. And Trump immediately responded and said, preserve all your records, you know, because we're coming for you. We're going to investigate you and all your discrimination against mostly white men, it turns out. Yeah, the FBI was a bunch of woke libtards, a bunch of tyrants, a bunch of authoritarians, lawless crooks under a lawless fake president known as Joe Biden, who never even won the election in 2020. And Trump knows all this, and he's going to unleash a series of investigations, I would imagine, and a series of reforms that will include the FBI. And maybe if things get interesting enough or bad enough or radical enough, like I said earlier, Trump just finds a way to sort of declare bankruptcy of the United States of America as we know it, end all federal paychecks, end all federal contracts, end all federal agencies, start a new republic with a new honest currency with zero income taxes, and then unleash a new golden age after a period of incredible disruption. But honestly, I think that's the way to go. I think that the federal government has become a cancer to this nation, and it's a cancer tumor that can't be resolved. It can't even be cut out of the organism. You can't surgically remove it. You have to actually end that system and start a new system. That's how bad it is. Like, the cancer tumor is taking over the entire system. I mean, look at the Senate. Bunch of deep state crooks, right? A cabal of criminals. And they're never going to vote for term limits on themselves. So they're going to do anything to stay in power. They will always do that. So the bottom line in all of this, folks, is be prepared for disruptions, but also have a sense of optimism about long-term possibilities. So Trump and his administration could do a tremendous amount of good in all of this, even if it's very disruptive in the short term. And I'm expecting that, and I'm okay with that. You know, there's a saying, you have to break a few eggs to make an omelet. I'm not sure that's the best metaphor. But I'm okay with short-term disruptions, a couple of years of disruptions, if we have long-term freedom, abundance, and really ending the deep state cabal and the bloated federal government and all the departments that define its tyranny and its corruption and waste and fraud. Whatever it takes to end that, if it's 3 years of recession, I'm okay with that. If it's short-term financial chaos, I'm okay with that. But I'm not the one who makes the call on this, so we'll have to see what Trump does. Bottom line is, I believe gold and silver are going to be the best places to preserve assets through all of this, whatever happens, whether it's mild or aggressive or radical or calm, whatever. Gold and silver are going to be stores of value. So check out the Treasure Island Precious Metals Company. That's our sponsor in the gold and silver space. Just go to metalswithmike.com, and there you'll find the company and their real-time pricing, their guaranteed discreet delivery, and they are highly trusted. I've worked with them for years. They do an amazing job. Again, metalswithmike.com, and they represent all the major mints around the world. They've got great deals from time to time as well. Just check with them, metalswithmike.com, see what they have available, if gold and silver are right for you. But always customize your plan for yourself. You know, work with a financial advisor. Find experts who can help you personalize your plan. I'm not your financial advisor, and I don't encourage speculating on gold or silver or Bitcoin. But also, if you're holding dollars, you're speculating on the dollar, really. And dollars are for sure going to lose value. We've seen that. We've lived through that, and it's only going to get probably a lot worse. So think about ways to diversify out of the dollar. I think gold and silver are the best ways right now. Maybe crypto after you're squared away with gold and silver, but be careful with crypto. You can lose everything. Some of it's pretty technical. You know, I prefer privacy coins over Bitcoin, that's for sure. I mean, like Monero or Xano or other privacy coins. I'm just not a fan of the surveillance blockchain of Bitcoin. It just, you have no privacy at all on Bitcoin. But whatever, do what's right for you. Do your own research, figure out what works, and stay informed. You can hear more of my interviews, podcasts, and broadcasts at brightown.com. And also check out our new publishing schedule at naturalnews.com. We are publishing a lot more stories every day now, a lot more interesting stories, more rapid stories, on breaking news and other interesting things like reference articles on nutrition and herbs, supplements, essential oils, minerals, you know, all kinds of things, phytonutrients, amazing things. So check that out at naturalnews.com. And thank you for listening today. I'm Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. God bless America. God bless you all. And take care. All right. The Goldback Company has just issued a new set of goldbacks for the state of Florida. This is the one goldback for Florida. It's got a unique pattern on it. And here's the five, which is 5/1,000ths of an ounce of gold embedded in the goldback itself. These contain real physical gold in them. We've done the lab testing and verified the purity and the mass of the gold. And for the first time ever, Florida is now represented in goldbacks. If you go to verifiedgoldbacks.com, then you'll see our lab testing that we've conducted on the goldbacks. And there's a link there where you can purchase goldbacks. We do benefit from that purchase. We get a little bit of an affiliate reward for the goldbacks. We've partnered with the Goldback Company. But you get real physical gold in this highly divisible form. And here's some of our testing that we've done with the crucible. And this is the acid dissolving. This is the stone test and so on. We use our ICP-MS instruments and our analytical balances to verify the amount of gold they contain. And just here's some more photos. And then here's some of the results down here. Sorry, it's a lot of information. Yeah, here we go. Recovery over 100%. So you're going to get at least 100% of the gold that is claimed in these gold backs. So this says 1/1,000th of an ounce of gold, which today, you know, I mean, gold's getting a lot more valuable in terms of dollars because dollars are declining in value. But this is a divisible form of gold. You know, it's hard to spend a gold coin. And I mean, gold coins have their place, don't get me wrong. And I think anybody acquiring gold is on a path of wisdom as far as I'm concerned. But this is a divisible form. Like you can use 1/1,000th of an ounce of gold to pay for a sandwich, for example, or to barter with someone or to use it at a farmer's market or to give it as a gift or to use it as tips. These are amazing. They have amazing artwork. There are different states that are represented like Wyoming, for example, and Utah, but now Florida for the first time. So go to verifiedgoldbacks.com. Click on the link there and you'll be able to see the entire Florida set that's available now for the first time ever. Texas is not yet available, but we're hoping that will happen maybe next year. But Florida is available now. Collector sets are available. These are going to be collector's items in addition to, you know, their utility, and they make amazing gifts for people, especially Christmas gifts too. So these are in stock and available right now at verifiedgoldbacks.com, and thank you for your support.